Note to the listener. If you are accustomed to listening to works of speculative fiction and enjoy puzzling things out on your own, skip this note. Otherwise, know that the scene in which this book is set is not Earth, but a planet called Arb that is similar to Earth in many ways. Pronunciation hints. Arb is pronounced like Arb with a little something on the end. Consult a French person for advice. In a pinch, Arb will do. Two dots above a vowel are a diaresis, meaning that the vowel in question gets a syllable all its own. So, for example, deet is pronounced deet rather than deet. Arbrin measurement units have been translated into ones used on Earth. This story takes place almost 4,000 years after the people of Arb settled on their common system of units, which now seem ancient and time-worn to them. Accordingly, old Earth units, feet, miles, etc., are used here instead of the newer ones from the metric system. Where the Orth-speaking culture of this book has developed vocabulary based on the ancient precedents of Arb, I have coined words based on the old languages of Earth. Anathem is the first and most conspicuous example. It is a play on the words anthem and anathema, which derive from Latin and Greek words. Orth, the classical language of Arb, has a completely different vocabulary, and so the words for anthem, anathema, and anathem are altogether different, and yet linked by a similar pattern of associations. Rather than use the Orth word, which would be devoid of meaning and connotations to Earth listeners, I have tried to devise an Earth word that serves as its rough equivalent while preserving some flavor of the Orth term. The same thing, mutatis mutandis, has been done in many other places in the program. Names of some Arbrin plant and animal species have been translated into rough Earth equivalents. So these characters may speak of carrots, potatoes, dogs, cats, etc. This doesn't mean that Arb has exactly the same species. Naturally, Arb has its own plants and animals. The names of those species' rough Earth equivalents have been swapped in here to obviate digressions in which, for example, the phenotype of the Arb equivalent of a carrot must be explained in detail. A very sparse chronology of Arb's history follows. None of this will make very much sense until one has listened some minutes into the program, but after that, it may be useful for reference. -3400 to -3300. Approximate era of Cnous and his daughters Deat and Hylea. -2850. Temple of Orathena founded by Adracones, the father of geometry. -2700. Dyax drives out the enthusiasts, founds Theorix on axiomatic principles, and gives it its name.